Are you ready to talk Padres baseball?
We've got you covered.
Today, we get ready for baseball night in San Diego with our host, Jesse Agler, who can potentially be appropriately dressed for a Padres game about 29% of the week.
I think having two pairs of Padres socks is a pretty significant number. I have a yellow pair and a brown pair.
Meanwhile, our other co-host, Randy Jones, is ready to rock his Padres pride every day of the week.
How many pairs of Padres socks do you own?
Six, seven.
Do you really?
Folks, I'm going to take you shopping as soon as we get done.
Now, broadcasting from the AMR studio, it's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, with your hosts, Jesse Agler and Randy Jones.
Welcome to Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines. We are live from the AMR studio at Petco Park, and it's a baseball night in San Diego.
Yes, it is, and I'm loving it.
That's why we pay you the big bucks.
I'm just loving it.
Oh, man, Dodgers-Padres Saturday night. What could be bad? Center fielder Will Myers going to stop by next segment, RJ. Going to talk to him about leading off, about playing center field, all of that. You looking forward to that conversation?
I'd love it.
Will Myers will be here. We have a very special guest coming up also. You know the Brady Phelps from the internet?
Yes.
At Lob Shots? He's going to come by, and we got a very new thing we're going to try out. We're going to pit the twos of you.
Really?
Head to head. Yeah.
Interesting.
How do you feel about your debate skills?
Very good.
Okay. No, I do too. I like your debate skills. But I like his also. So RJ and Brady will go head to head. A little old school, new school. We'll have that coming up. And then you never know, we could have another very special guest coming by as well.
I always love guests.
Special guest. Not just guest. Like if Blooper came by, he's a guest.
Yeah, he sure would be.
If this other person I'm referring to comes by, he'll be a special guest.
Special guest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big deal. Big deal. Played in the major leagues.
I got the scouting report.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So I know who
it is. All right, so then forget about it. Hey, a lot to get to then. And remember, your questions and comments are always part of the deal here. You can go on the Twitter, use the hashtag PadresSH if you want to join the conversation. And we'll get to your Twitter questions and comments throughout the show when there's time to do so. You can also go to Padres.com/social hour to join the conversation. Let's talk about last night. Tough 3-0 loss to the Dodgers. All of a sudden, you've lost three games in a row. Maybe some of that new season shine has worn off a little bit, but I guess the good thing here is like we know that this is a good team,
yes.
Right? You're not worried about all of a sudden the whole thing being blown up. There's too much talent for that to happen.
I agree. You know, first shutout, you know, and we had opportunities early. It just didn't happen. You play baseball, you're going to see it all. Play 162 games, but well-played game. The Cashner pitched a good ball game. He got out-pitched, I think, by Zach Greinke. He looked really good. He changed speeds well. He did what he had, you know, needed to do. And what I didn't realize, Jesse, is that, like, Greinke since 2013 come over the Dodgers, he's like 21-1 against the Western Division.
In the division, 21-1.
Are you kidding me? That's amazing.
I know how we feel about Zach Greinke around here, and you know he and Carlos Quinton had their dust up a couple of years ago. Now,
fine.
But he was really, really good last night.
Yes, he was. You know, I know they kept putting on the board like 88, 86 mile an hour changeups because he throws the ball about 92, a good fastball. But you know, I knew those were fastballs. He was just changing speed so well on it. You know, and he really, his location a lot of times wasn't great on it, Jesse. But it was just enough off speed to keep him off balance. You know, just miss it, pop it up. You know, and he did a great job doing that with all the Padre hitters.
You say that about the location, though. And, look, we've gotten on the umpires quite a few times already this year, and with good reason when it comes to balls and strikes. But I've never – you know how they got on Fox Sports San Diego, that Fox Tracks that shows you the strike zone electronically and where it goes and everything? I don't think that I've ever in one game seen that many pitches right on the line from a pitcher than I did last night from Zach Greinke. I mean, you talk about painting and the black and the corner, however you want to phrase it. I mean, he was like right on the edge of that thing, it seemed like, pitch after pitch.
A lot of times when you do that, when you establish that, you're consistent there. Now when you might roll a half a ball off that edge, you're going to get that call.
Yes.
A lot of times. And that's just a matter of being consistent. And that's what great pitchers have to do. I mean, if you get an umpire that all of a sudden decides that a shin-high fastball is a strike, I'm living down there.
Yeah, keep going.
You've got to be able to duplicate and get back down there. And that's the key. And Zach Greinke does a really good job of
it. Yeah, and he did a really, really good job of it last night. Cashner, though, you're right. It gets a little bit lost in the shuffle. But now 20 straight starts here at Petco Park without allowing more than two earned runs. He did his thing, man. I mean, the fastball, the slider, we saw more slider, right?
Yes.
It seemed like.
And more changeups.
Yes.
You know, changing speeds a little bit more, and that's good. You know, evolving around. Yeah, the one mistake, maybe a changeup up to Crawford for the second run. okay? But, you know, other than that, I thought he looked great.
Against the Dodgers now, Andrew Cashner, 1-4 in his career with a 2.22 ERA.
Yeah, that's what's
think
crazy.
About that. I mean, look, win-loss record, if you understand baseball, you understand it. It's not much when it comes to pitchers. But, like, 2.22 ERA, and he's 1-4.
I mean, it's scary when you talk about 20 straight starts at home with two runs or less.
Earned runs, but yeah.
Earned runs, okay. Even go that way. I wonder what his record is.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
It's not good.
Yeah, no. It's under 500,
I
mean, I think, in that
and I don't want to jinx Cash, but, you know, right now you might have that spot in the rotation.
I said that to somebody last night. I go, isn't there always a guy?
There
I think it was Blooper.
Is.
Blooper, I said that to you.
You know.
Said what?
Yeah.
That
there always seems to be that one guy in the rotation, even on really good teams.
And I've been there over the years. I remember I get that spot where, I mean, they get four runs. I'd pitch, I get one, and that'd be like for 10 straight starts. I go, all right, I got the spot in the rotation.
Yeah.
Then I'm trying to sell it to somebody. Nobody will buy it.
It's a tough one to sell.
Yeah.
How long does that last? How long should we expect that to go for? For goodness sakes.
You never know. But what you have to do is you have to go out there and give them quality starts. That's all you can control as a pitcher.
Yeah.
That's what you got to lock into and ignore the rest.
All right. That's right. You can't think about it. You can't worry about it.
Well, I ended up 13-14 that year, you know, and I think I had about the 8th best ERA, you know, in the league, like 2.87 or something like that.
You did your part.
I did my part, but every time I looked up, it was 1-1 or 0-0. It just seemed like every time I looked up in the 6th, it was that.
Does there come a point, though, for a starting pitcher when you're like, man, I don't think I'm going to get any runs, and then you all of a sudden change maybe the way you approach things?
You can, but you got to control that.
Yeah.
All you can do is go out and give them a quality start, and that's what you got to pride yourself in. If you get runs, you're just happy as a lark, and if you don't, well, we'll get them again in 5 days.
Why are larks happy?
I don't know why that is.
Where did that come from?
No
Blooper,
idea.
Can you get the research department on that one?
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
All right. Happy
Thank
as
you.
A lark. Where did that come from? We did rubber game a couple of weeks ago. That went terribly. We can start again now with happy happy as a lark. Hey, tip of the cap, Lexi Amarista last night. That double play in the 6th inning was turned sensationally.
That was awesome.
Spangenberg's throw from second to short was a little bit high. He goes up, he gets it, and unbelievable being able to complete that double play in a big spot for Cashner, you know, in a one-run game in the 6th inning. That's a great play at shortstop.
That's a big, big play. And those are the ones you got to make. If you're going to have a championship team, you need those plays.
And so Alexi getting it done defensively, a couple of really nice turns at bat, too. A couple of walks in the game for Amarista, really having to fight. And Cash did his part. He got the ground ball. Spangenberg started it, and Alexi finished it with some great authority right there. That was a cool moment last night. Hey, the Quack was back last night. Kevin Quackenbush allowed a run in an inning and a third. For me, watching it, I was like, all right, good. Let's get that in. Let's get that first appearance back out of the way, and now let's get back to business for Kevin Quackenbush.
Right. You know, and he comes in, gets the one out, and then the next inning, he got into a little bit of trouble, but, you know, did good damage control, no doubt. We had our chance in the second with the bases loaded, you know. And, you know, Greinke just pitched around and pitched out of the jam.
He did his thing.
He did.
Yeah, probably the best opportunity late. I won't even say best. It was an opportunity late in the 8th inning. He had a couple of guys on with two outs. You know, Yonder, who's been swinging a great bat, is at the plate. You know, he grounds out again. You know, credit to the Dodger pitching. They did their thing last night.
Well, yeah, in the positioning guys. Will Myers hit the line drive up the middle for the third out in the second inning, and you got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Crazy, man.
Man.
Crazy. All right, let's do a little injury update. How about that?
Ah.
All right, it is the AMR injury report, Randy Jones.
The AMR.
AMR injury
well done.
Report. And quite a bit to discuss here. First of all, Ian Kennedy is off the disabled list officially, and he will start tonight's game. So he had that hamstring injury that he suffered in his first start of the year, the home opener against the Giants here at Petco Park. So Kennedy activated off the 15-day DL. Frank Garces has been optioned to AAA El Paso, so we're back to one lefty in the bullpen,
right.
Chris Rierich. But Kennedy gets the start tonight against the sinker baller, Brandon McCarthy. And it's good to see Ian back out here, man.
It really is. And, you know, I talked to him yesterday briefly. He feels great. He's ready to go. He's fired up. You know, he's kind of disappointed, you know, getting your third inning of your first start, you know, the season, then you get a couple of weeks off. But he sounds like he's ready to go. So I'm expecting good things.
One other injury note, Yasiel Puig, you know, he re-aggravated his hamstring, right? That was a hamstring last night for Puig. That ground ball, he's trying to beat it out at first base, came down a little bit funny on the bag, left the game. He is not in the starting lineup tonight.
So Yasiel Puig.
No, he is day-to-day, and Andre Ethier gets the start.
I was impressed. You get hit by a 94-mile-an-hour fastball right above the knee.
I thought he
might be out of the game now because that's got to be – they got to stiffen up a little bit.
Looked like it was right on the bone, huh?
Yeah.
Like on the side. Oof. I bet there's a pretty serious bruise there today, right?
Tough kid, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a tough kid. He stayed right in there.
All right, that's the AMR Injury Report. American Medical Response is the emergency medical team for Petco Park and wants to remind you to stay safe, San Diego. To learn more about AMR, visit AMRSanDiego.com. Hey, thank you very much on Twitter to Nathan Zach at Taters 1021. Saw him at spring training, by the way. Happy as a lark. It's in reference to the sound a lark makes when it's happy, he says.
Well.
I guess that's something. There's like a happy as a clam. It's all related.
Yeah.
This is, again, going terribly.
You know, right.
I got to stop asking these questions.
All these slangs. Yeah, I don't know where they come from.
They're these funny little idioms, right?
Get, yeah. I can give you a bunch that my dad gave me. He was from Texas, but I have to do it off the air.
Oh, I understand. That's a little bit of a different thing.
He had a lot of them.
All right. Well, we'll take a break when we come back. We're going to debut a new segment, Old School, New School. Brady Phelps from
Bring
the internet
on, Brady.
Will join us,
Bring
and he
on.
And Randy will debate each other wildly when we come back. You might not have known this, by the way, but it is not too late to become a Padres season ticket member. Prorated plans and flexible benefits are still available, so become a season ticket member and be part of the Padres family. Visit Padres.com/membership for more information or call 619-795-5555, Padres.com/membership. Take a break, come back, old school, new school, and then Will Myers joins us. Padres Social Hour, live from the AMR studio, continues right after this.
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back. Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines. Center fielder Will Myers will join us coming up next segment. Talk to him about his role in the leadoff spot for the Padres playing center field here at Petco Park and how he's enjoying San Diego so far. All of that and more coming up. You've put on a hat, Randy Jones.
Well, hey, old school, new school.
All right, let's do it. This is a new segment. Welcome to Brady Phelps on Twitter at Lobshots, a great local fan, tweeter, blogger, all of the above.
Twitter, fan, blogger guy.
How do you like to be introduced?
I have never thought about that question. So
probably something I should have asked you before
start.
We started.
First question, and you don't have an answer.
You know what? I'm saving up my good answers for when I debate your
Lord.
Face off.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, man.
Shots have been fired. All right, we're calling this blooper Old School, New School with Randy. And today, Brady will represent the new school.
And what's although, appropriate is you're wearing the old school.
I was going to say, you guys screwed
totally
this whole
confusing.
Thing up already.
You're wearing all the new garb, which I refuse to wear. And I'm like,
Now, despite that, Randy, you're representing the old school point
correct.
Of view here. And Brady is representing the new school point of view. The first question is about Jeff Cirilla. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Wow. Already, right off the bat.
Right
Thanks.
Off the bat. All right,
I got a story about that.
I know, I've heard. So we got topics to debate here. All right, things that are going on around baseball, some of them more timely than others. And I want to know the old school perspective, the new school perspective. And then at the end of the thing, each argument, Blooper will declare a winner of the debate. Blooper will decide whether the point goes to the old school or the point goes to the new school.
Oh, man, you are so,
so
doomed.
All right,
first topic for conversation. Pitch counts for starting pitchers. Anytime a starting pitcher gets up around 100 pitches, you hear announcers start to say things like, well, he's getting close to his limit for today. So old school, starting pitchers having sort of those soft pitch counts at about 100 per start.
Well, yeah, I don't know who came up with 100, but, you know, it's established now. The only disadvantage of that is they should not put the pitch count out on the left field wall. Starting pitcher should not have any idea how many pitches he's throwing.
Hold on. You're being a little bit ambiguous here. You're saying that there should be a pitch count, but they shouldn't be able to see it?
They should not be able to see the pitch count. I mean, you're the starting pitcher,
and
you
got
92 pitches. You know you're almost out of the game. Give me a break.
So you're saying you didn't actually count the pitches you were throwing?
We didn't care. You know, we were supposed to go 9 innings. If it took 132 pitches, fine. If it took 90, that's fine, too.
So
we never counted pitches.
But have you actually answered the question? I mean, you just said about the wall being there, but do you think there should be a pitch count on pitchers?
No, I understand the pitch count, but I don't like the pitch count. I mean, the whole idea of the old school was going 9 innings. That's what you want to do, you know, and whatever it takes. Nolan Ryan would throw up to 150 pitches some games,
right,
if not more.
And he pitched until he was 72.
Yeah, right. pretty near.
Yeah.
You know.
I've heard of Nolan Ryan.
See, the pitch count today was established. I know what they're doing. You have your specialists, your 7th, 8th, 9th inning guys. I get all that.
Yeah.
Okay. But the one thing I don't like is you let the starting pitcher know, well, I threw too many pitches, I'm going to come out of the game. I don't like that mentality.
All right, I see what you're saying.
They don't need that.
Hey, Mr. New School, about 100 and the guy's out?
No, I don't think so. I think it depends on the game. You know, because there are, you know, so many situational pitchers. You know, if you've got a no-hitter going, you throw 200 pitches. I don't care. I don't care how many. You get out there and you throw because you're throwing a no-no. And I just think that's like the cardinal.
So you're saying in today's standards, if the guy had 130 pitches in the seventh inning, he'd still stay in if he had a no-hitter?
If he had a no-hitter? Oh, yeah. No-brainer. Let his arm fall off. Right. I feel like I answered the old school way. But
No, hey, that's fine. You don't,
let his
you
arm
don't
fall
to,
off.
You don't have
get
to
him out there.
Hey, Blooper, who wins round one?
Randy wins.
Oh, Randy.
Oh, this
gets
is a shocker.
Point.
The
old
Cy
school.
Young pitcher won over the schmuck blogger over the pitching question.
Yeah, yeah. We set that
more,
up a little
we
bit.
Have
huh?
more?
Yeah, thanks for setting me up for success
right,
over
so
there,
one,
Jesse. Appreciate it.
1 point. Hey, I didn't come up with these. That's all Blooper. All right, Randy gets a point. Next up, Blooper, the next. A robot umpires, balls and strikes. We've talked about this a lot this year. In favor or not of having an automated strike zone determining whether a pitch is a ball or a strike and not a human being in a mask behind a catcher. New school, what do you think?
I hate the robots, and I feel like you're going to say the same thing, but the robots, I think they're terrible. I think part of this game is the human element of the game and the you know, catcher being able to frame up a pitch like that. You completely strip that aspect of catching right out of the game, right? I mean, if you have a robot ump, it doesn't matter how well you frame something up, and it's going to be a ball or a strike. So I kind of hate the robot umps. I like the idea of the human element, and I think that we should be more focused on getting all the crappy umpires out and, you know, letting them do their jobs when they're good.
Yes. Great answer, man. Great answer. You know, hate a robot umpire. You know, I mean,
you were in favor of it 2 weeks ago. We had a whole conversation on the show.
That's when I was mad at an umpire.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
All about. I mean, overall, it's the end of the game. The one thing, though, if we're going to keep umpires, then you got to be able to yell at them. You got to be able to argue balls and strikes.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's been a thing for a while now.
I'm talking about old school in the old days. We were always complaining and, you know, about balls and strikes. That ball's a strike, you know, all the time.
Buddy got the heave-ho in at Wrigley last weekend in the first inning, second inning, right, against Middlebrook?
They're so sensitive. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Major League Baseball, if you had a robot umpire, he'd probably be able to run you, too. If he, you know. I'm not kidding. They'd probably be, you're out of the game.
I actually
well,
would.
You know, there wouldn't
I
actually
would want a robot umpire if he could actually throw you out of the game. I would change my answer.
For clarification purposes, I don't think anybody is suggesting there's like a physical, like Jetsons-looking robot behind the catcher that raises his hand up and says strike one, so like Dutch Rennert or something.
Yeah.
It's that he... He just, you know, there's like the scoreboard tells you essentially,
you know,
ball or strike.
I, like the fan base, you know, they're in there and the umpire's missing. You know, they're going, kick your dog.
Personally, I would never get into an altercation with an umpire.
What?
I would be so against that.
Gosh.
All right. A Blooper.
They're tied on that one. That's
okay, nobody gets a point.
Tied. He said
no,
I had a great answer. I crushed that one.
I agree. No, I agree. Nobody gets a point.
Jeez.
And you're both yellow.
I feel like you're totally plotting against me.
All right, so it's still 1-0, Randy. By the way, not that you, you'd be surprised by this, but these guys were not given the topics in advance.
Not that you would be surprised.
No idea.
That's a shocking development, since they have no idea what they're talking about.
Coming into this completely cold. All right, next topic for debate here, old school versus new school, batting gloves. I'll give you options here. Two batting gloves, one batting glove like Will Nieves, or no batting gloves like Will Myers, who will be on the show next segment. Mr. Old School, what do you think for a guy at the plate? Two gloves, one glove, no gloves?
No, it's fine. Batting gloves are fine. I have no problem with that. You know, actually, I like some of the new gloves right now, all the camo and everything that's coming out.
Shocker that you would like the camo.
Well, I'm going to mooch a pair of those for, you know, duck hunting. They'll be great.
That would be nice.
But I think, you know, overall, batting gloves are fine. You know, no big deal about that. I don't see that, you know. The one thing is I might make a rule that, you know, the step out of the box to adjust them. You can adjust them in the box. How does a batting glove get loose and you don't even swing a bat? You sit there like this, and you got to get out and adjust your gloves. Knock it off.
You're a pitcher. You wouldn't understand.
Jeez.
So I think one glove. One glove on whatever the bottom hand is, you know, depending on if you're lefty or righty.
So if you're righty, it would be the glove on your left hand.
Yeah, just to protect on the little – from the knobbage.
The knob?
Yeah.
The knob
and
of the bat.
Why one glove?
Yeah, I just think the one glove, it prevents – I don't remember ever getting a stinger with one glove, where if I had no gloves, I remember getting stingers. And you can't swing –
I didn't know where you played that much. I didn't get your bio before we started.
Well,
I
maybe
no
you should
idea.
Have done
I
a little research on
me.
Just tons and tons of
really?
Bats. Yeah, I was a Little League legend, man.
Were you?
Yeah, don't mess around with my Little League.
You're talking about softball and that aluminum bat.
I know. No? I don't play softball.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, no, I'm a man.
Just checking.
He's in a kickball league. It's totally different. But, yeah, no, like the one batting glove, Will Nieves. I actually asked Will about that the other day. I was like, well, you know, he said he likes having the feel on the top hand. It helps him, you know, control the swing a little bit more if he's able to feel on the top hand. But he likes, as you said, you know, I think for some of the support there on the bottom.
Yeah, the knob protection.
All right. Bloop, I'm going to give a point to Brady on that one. We're
that's
all tied
fine.
Up.
Personally, I think it was a weak question.
1-1.
Blooper.
Yeah, I mean, he
that
came up
tired.
With all of them. So that's on him. All right, let's continue.
Thanks, Jesse.
Old school versus new school right there. You guys are tied. 1-1, bat flips. Yasiel Puig is sort of the guy we all talk about. But, of course, he's not the only one. There are tosses and flips. I think one of the new things that everybody on the internet loves in South Korea, in their league, the bat flips have become like a part of the game in that like everybody's trying to one-up each other and it's not – nobody seems to be upset about it. It's become a fun part of it there, part of the culture there. So bat flips, and we can sort of extend this to just general exuberance after home runs. Mr. New School, we'll start with you. What do you make of the flippage after a homer?
I can't get enough bat flips. I want more bat flips. I was so – I shed a tear when I saw Puig say that he was going to tone his bat flips down. I want bat flips that are flying so high up in the air. I want them on long foul balls. I love the bat. I mean, at Upton, he's got a serious bat flip. He's got like an added, like he'll hit it and then he'll kind of throw it down.
It's
I mean, you have the bat.
Chuck.
Yeah, it's a huge a chuck flip, I guess. I don't know. I love them.
A chuck flip.
Yeah, I'm
bat
chuck. Coin that phrase.
Hey, I'll tell you what. A bat flip is really good. You know, that guy should get knocked on his butt every time he comes back.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Straighten him up. You start bat flipping, showing the pitcher up.
But why is he showing the pitcher up? Why can't he just celebrate something he did?
You know, be professional about it.
No way.
What does professional mean? It's a kid's game. We say it all the time. Why can't he have fun like a kid?
If I'm on the mound, a guy flips his bat up after hitting one out. You know,
where's it coming?
I know where he's. You know, he's going on his butt. I'm gonna get.
Is it between the numbers?
No, you're right here. I'm not gonna hit him.
Oh, okay. Just brush him back.
I don't appreciate that.
You're not even gonna hit him?
No.
Man, have a little conviction if you're that mad about it.
I have good enough
square.
You don't
up.
Have to hit them.
Okay.
How about
pitchers today? They don't know how to pitch inside without hitting somebody.
How about the other day with the Orioles and the Blue Jays? Bautista gets knocked down, and then he homers, and then the guy like yells at him for pimping the home run.
Right.
And I'm like, no, man, you just threw under his chin, and then he hit one 430
feet.
Threw
behind his back.
That's what it was. That's right. He threw
behind
him.
His back, and then it was.
And
amazing.
Then he got mad when he pimped it a little
he
bit.
He should have got mad.
Yeah.
Why?
I must have been a really bad pitch. That's all I'm saying. Hey, you can knock a guy down, but don't feed him one right down the middle right after that.
I think
idiot.
It was two pitches later.
Yeah. It got away a little.
Yeah.
Great
better be
run.
Able to hit another corner.
That was awesome. All right. So bat flips. Blooper, who gets the point for bat flips?
Brady.
All right. 2-1. Brady Phelps is leading.
Don't call
that's
it a comeback.
Because you like him, Blooper.
Don't
you
call
new
it a comeback.
School weasel.
At lob shots. all right. Two more to go here. Let's try and power through these. The in-between inning clock, 2 minutes, 25 seconds to try and improve the pace of game.
It's going
to
save at least 4.5 minutes every game, I guarantee you. MLB will come out 4.5 minutes. That's what we're saving, folks. That's what that clock is.
So are you in
do.
Favor of it?
It's worthless. It's just a joke. We just wasted thousands of dollars putting these little stupid clocks in here.
Did you pay for it?
It's ridiculous.
I just.
Why does it bother you, though? Sorry, I got to let Brady
just,
argue. I'm sorry.
It's irritating.
I think that it's no big deal at all. It's in between innings. Just speed it up a little bit. It's not like they're doing it to the pitchers, like off the mound telling you to speed up your game. I think if they did that, I would have a problem with it. But the in-between innings, like, quit lollygagging
well,
around. Hustle out
if that's
there.
Your answer for speeding the game up, give me a break.
I don't think that is the perfect answer, but it has sped up the game. I mean,
yeah,
they've done math
minutes,
on it.
Yeah.
I know that's not much, but
the
it's
bean
a
counters
start.
Have said there's about 8 minutes on average.
Eight?
Eight.
No, just double that. Down on your little Sally
eight.
Estimate.
Where do they get eight?
From science?
From math.
Mathematics?
Calculators, abacuses.
I wonder how many hitters have been fined for stepping out of the box. Did you start finding them yet?
No, they've been sending warning letters.
Warning letters.
That's the way they've been handling
it.
I believe Derek Norris has received one.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I would like to see that letter.
Yeah, no, it'd be kind of a funny thing. All
right.
Blooper, who gets a point there?
Randy.
No way. I know you're trying to set up a tie
no,
going into
Randy.
The last one.
Thanks, Jesse.
Jesse, stay out of this.
Why did I make him in charge of points? He can't even count to three. All right, 2-2 going into the last one. All right, here you go. I can see.
Oh, you already know what's going to happen. I don't know what is going to happen.
Brown or blue?
Oh, geez.
I mean, your outfits speak for themselves, I guess. Randy's in the current look. Brady, who's new school, mind game, somebody called it on Twitter, Gavin.
Right.
You're in the brown and orange.
Yeah.
You're in the Wayback Wednesday hat.
I would think, yes, I am. That's a good poll. I would think that you
this
would
Wednesday
the
at Petco Park, tickets available at Padres.com.
Jeez.
Sorry.
Wayback Wednesday. Come for this. This is an original, by the way.
That's a real deal, ladies. You got the mesh back there.
Right. 86, yeah.
What do you mean an original?
I mean, it was actually made in like 85 or 86,
okay.
Not like, you know.
Yeah. It's not a throwback.
It's bought in a store or somewhere.
No, yeah, like the thrift store, maybe.
Yeah, we didn't wear those.
It's called a homemade throwback.
Well, you weren't on the team in 85.
Yeah, but I know what I was here.
Well, I'm not saying that they were worn on the field.
I've got that hat at home. Come on.
All right, your hat is terrible, by the way, that camo underbrow with the blue. Anyway, brown is the obvious answer here. It's an identity that the city has had and no longer has. Now we're just a different shade of Dodger blue, and it's pathetic.
And I don't disagree. I'm big on the brown and gold.
That's a nice pullover, though, you got there, the blue and white one.
You know, but I represent the Padres now. I work for the San Diego Padres.
Right.
And
I
go with
although
the flow.
I have been accused of that.
Yeah, you're a sellout. No, you're a shill.
But brown and gold, I'd like to see that implemented and come back in some way.
Me too.
In the Padres uniform.
All right. Hey, we all agree on that one. So, Blooper, who's the winner?
Randy, because I'm afraid he'll yell at me next time he's on.
All right. That's fair. Congratulations, Randy Jones. You've won the inaugural old school, new school, even though somehow the last question you guys said the exact same thing, and he declared a winner nonetheless.
Yeah, but he knows, you know, I will call him a weasel blooper.
He's afraid of Randy. This is
that's all right. Brush him back. He's afraid.
Hey, I had a lot of fun being here regardless.
Well, we appreciate it. Brady, of course, is on Twitter at Lobshots. Thanks for hanging out, man. You were
thank
a good
you
sport.
Yeah.
You represented the new
fan,
school
man.
Very
thanks,
well.
Thanks, buddy.
I love it.
You know what? This proves, guys, it proves that old school and new school, we're not so different.
There's a lesson to be learned here. The
absolutely.
More you know.
Da-na-na-na.
Hey, if you had your way, you'd want me to wear brown every
yes,
show.
Yes. And full uniform. 1970.
Stirrups, the whole thing. The gold sandies.
I can do that.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, Will Myers will join us. The Padres center fielder will be on the couch. During your next visit to Petco Park, make sure to check out one of the new hidden gems. It's the Hideaway, presented by Deep Eddy Vodka. Grab a cocktail and sushi from the all-new Zenbu Sushi, located inside the Hideaway, and watch the game from this field-facing restaurant and bar. Get to watch the game, enjoy some great food and drink. What could be bad? We'll take a break when we come back. Will Myers. This is Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio at Petco Park.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back. Padres Social Hour, middle game of three against the Dodgers here at Petco Park. It's a baseball night in San Diego. It's going to be a wild atmosphere. Once again on this Saturday, we're now joined by Padres center fielder Will Myers. Thanks for coming by, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
We're 2.5 weeks into this thing. How are we feeling?
Feeling good. You know, I think everybody's enjoying playing so far. You know, the clubhouse is coming together really well. You know, we're winning games, and that's what you need. You know, we've went on a couple, you know, rough games these last three, but everybody's feeling good. You know, the ball game could have been different last night if a couple things go our way, but you know, I think everybody knows that, and everybody's excited to get out there today.
Is this what you expected? You think? I mean, you get a spring training, obviously, all the new pieces, your new manager, new teammates, all that kind of stuff. This about where we hope to be, expected to be, you think?
Yeah, sure. You know, I think it's I think we're in a good spot right now. You know, we didn't start off super, super hot. You know, we're on a good level right now. You know, I think as far as, you know, how we've played so far, I think it's been exactly how everybody wants it to be. You know, we don't start off on a huge losing streak, and we don't start off on a huge winning streak. You know, we play consistent baseball, and, you know, I think that's the best way to start.
That's interesting when you say you don't want to get off on, like, too hot. Is that because there's sort of a feeling that, well, this can only go on for so long if you win, like, 11 in a row or something?
Yeah,
like
I think so. You know, I think, you know, the games that we've won, we won in the right way. You know, we've come back on teams. And the biggest thing is for on an offensive standpoint for us is, you know, we feel like we're never out of any game. You know, I think we've had, like, six come-from-behind wins. And, you know, I really believe that that's what makes a great team. And, you know, we got a bunch of guys in the clubhouse that knows no matter what the score is of the game, we're never out of it. And, you know, I think that just brings a ton of confidence into the clubhouse and into the dugout.
Center fielder Will Myers is here. The other time I think we've had you on this couch was in January when you were introduced. And if I remember correctly, you'd never been to San Diego prior to that day.
Yeah, that was my first day here.
So
yeah.
Now you've had a couple weeks at least, obviously some travel mixed in, but since spring training, how are you enjoying the town so far?
I love it so far. You know, I've really enjoyed my time here. Especially, you know, the biggest thing is every day, man, you know, I enjoy coming to the clubhouse or coming to the field. And, you know, the group of guys we got, it's awesome. It keeps it loose in the clubhouse on the field. But, you know, as far as San Diego goes, it's great. You know, I'm still kind of looking for those restaurants that I really want to go to and try to find. You know, I found the local Chipotle.
I was going to bring that up, yeah.
The Chick-fil-A I've been to. But, you know, I'm kind of looking for that one spot where I'm like, yeah, I like this place and want to keep going back.
All right, Will, of course, is on Twitter, so everybody can tweet their restaurant recommendations. Yeah. You'll have all
Help
those
me
mentions
out.
Waiting for you after the game tonight. Let's talk about leading off. How are you enjoying that in this lineup?
That's one of my favorite things I've done so far. You know, besides playing center field, leading off is something that I've really enjoyed. I know when Buddy talked to me first about it, I wasn't too sure how it would be because I've never done it before. But I've really enjoyed my time leading off. I think, you know, our team is like first in batting average and run scores in the first inning. And, you know, that comes from the guys that we have, you know, throwing in there in the first inning. And, you know, I've really enjoyed that and really, you know, like being the first guy to hit, you know, knowing that pitcher's got to, you know, really bear down right away. And, you know, I've enjoyed it so far, like I said, and I'm looking to keep going there.
Buddy has said that, you know, he hasn't asked you to change your approach or anything like that. So I guess you really do. You get in there, and whether you're batting fifth or whether you're batting third or first, it's Will Myers being Will Myers. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I know people, you know, talk about, you know, leadoff hitters need to, you know, walk and take pitches and stuff like that. But honestly, that's not me as a hitter. And, you know, when I'm up there, I want to really, you know, get a good pitch to hit and you know, swing at it early. And, you know, I think if I was hitting, you know, in the middle of the order, I think they'd pitch around me a little more. But the guys, you know, when I get in the box, have to throw to me because of the guys behind me. And, you know, I'm not going up there looking for a walk. I'm going up there to look to hit. And, you know, I've got a lot of pitches over the plate this year, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Makes a lot of sense. And that's certainly been what's happening for Will Myers so far this year. So let's talk a little defense. We've gotten the hitting in, and that's so far so good. You seem to really be enjoying yourself out in center field.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, man. I've really enjoyed it. I played one year in center field in the minor leagues back in 2012, and I really enjoyed that a lot. So when AJ told me he wanted me to play center field, I was very excited about that, very excited to have that opportunity to be able to play along with Kemp and Upton out there. You know, they've taught me a lot. So I've really enjoyed my time out there playing with those guys.
It is shown, and it's a challenge, I think, right? Coming in, knowing that it's going to be something new at this level, and you seem to have embraced that, which is a big part of it.
Yeah, you know, it's been fun, you know, to be able to play center field in the big leagues. I mean, that's awesome, you know. Looking back 6 years ago when I was drafted as a catcher, and if somebody would have told me, hey, you're going to be starting center fielder for the Padres in 2015, you know, I wouldn't have believed it. You know, that's just something that, you know, I didn't see happening, but, you know, I'm very excited that it did happen, and I'm really enjoying myself out there.
Yeah, at that point, you thought you would have been catching at Kauffman Stadium for the Royals.
That's
things,
right.
Things do have a tendency to change. What do you make of Petco as an outfielder? Obviously, there's some grass out there.
Yeah, I mean, everybody talks about how big Petco is. I mean, I heard somewhere that it's, as far as square footage outfield, it's 15th, so you know, it's right in the middle of the pack. So it's not as big as everybody says. You know, everybody's like, oh, it's such a big park, but it's really not. I mean, it's a normal outfield. It's as normal as it can come. So, you know, I think there's one part of the wall that kind of comes in. So that's the only weird thing. But, you know, other than that, I mean, it's a normal outfield. Nothing too crazy.
All right, there you go. We talk a lot, I think, as media people, fans even, too, the transition from one league to the other, American to National. Is there a transition there as far as learning the pitchers? Is that kind of the main thing?
Yeah, you know, there's obviously, you know, I'm facing all new pitchers, so that's a little different. You know, I'm seeing new guys in the bullpen for the first time, so that's, you know, that's some things that kind of change. But as far as American League to the National League, the only difference I've seen is, you know, obviously the pitchers hit and the games are a little quicker. You know, it's still baseball. The pitcher's got to throw the ball over the plate, so you want to treat it the same thing and not try to, you know, look at it as something different because, you know, it's baseball. It's the same game I've been playing since I was five.
All right, big Saturday night here at Petco Park. Everybody in attendance will receive the 2015 Padres Players and Puppies Calendar presented by Cox. We got Mr. November right here. Mr. November for the puppy calendar. That was a fun photo shoot during spring training, wasn't it?
Was that here? Yeah, I took
okay.
this here.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really cool. I'm a big dog guy. This is my favorite one. Where's the camera at?
There you go.
Oh, right there. Yeah, this is my favorite one. I think it was a German Shepherd. So
it's a puppy. I mean,
yeah, it was a big puppy, though. That's what I like.
That's a cute dog, man. All right, Will Myers, Mr. November in the puppy calendar that will be here. He's been on the Cholula Hot Seat. Appreciate you stopping by, man. Great to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, that's Will Myers on the Cholula Hot Seat. The flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the new green pepper sauce flavor today. We're back on track talking baseball. More from the AMR studio at Petco Park right after this.
Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back. Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines. Saturday night, baseball night in San Diego. Dodgers and Padres, second game of a three-game series.
And speaking of baseballs, during the break, we had one in here.
We had a BP special into the AMR studio. Blooper nearly got his head taken off with that batting practice home run.
Yeah.
It was a close call.
I mean, the safe thing was he saw everybody getting out of the way, like a ball was coming, and he ducked. Good job.
It was
Blooper.
A very good cat-like reflex.
Really quick reflex.
Yeah, you're coachable.
Yeah, good job.
There's coming at my face.
Good twitch there. So he avoided the batting practice home run to the face, which is always good. That could have made for a messy last few minutes of Padres Social Hour today had he taken a line drive home
run. Let me ask you, do you know how to run that board?
Anybody can do that.
Oh, okay.
You can figure it out pretty easily. Yeah, we get one of these kids out here that's waiting for an autograph. Be like, hey, come on down, and you can do Blooper's job for the last few minutes of the show. Hey, really cool conversation with Will Myers. First of all, as you heard, he wants your restaurant recommendations for downtown. So tweet at him, at Will Myers, and let him know the places to eat because he's eating a lot of Chipotle right now, which is great, and we love Chipotle, but you got to have some options, obviously.
I wish you would.
As well. So send him your restaurant recommendations. How about what he said, though, about the start that they're off to? I thought that was very interesting. He likes that it hasn't been too hot of a start, and I'm paraphrasing, but I think his overall point was that, you know, if you come out of the gate 12-1, you're sort of waiting for the other shoe to drop. He's like, not only, you know, they had a good win-loss record, but they feel like they've been in every game, and maybe that's the main thing.
That's the key thing. They've been in every game. There's an opportunity to win. I mean, even we know the lineup, what it can do, and even down 3-0, 2-0, you know, still, you know, plenty of firepower to come back in that scenario. And, you know, I understand what he's saying. You know, you're going to go in a little series, but the big thing and big game tonight. I think you need to win this game, set up the rubber match for tomorrow.
Love a rubber match.
Yeah, and if you can continue to do that, you know, and that's what good teams do, and that's what they're going to have to do.
All right, so let's talk about tonight a little bit. Ian Kennedy comes off the disabled list. What does that mean as far as how deep into this game he can go? You think?
Yeah, that's got to be a question mark. I think it's once you watch him pitch the first few innings, is he laboring? Or is it free and easy? You know, he's efficient with his pitches, you know. And Ian Kennedy can have a tendency, you know, of you know, that put-away pitch. You know, sometimes, you know, it'll hide from him, and then somebody will foul off five or six pitches. Pitch count might get up. Or he'll labor through maybe a couple of situations. And you hope that doesn't happen. But it's going to be all about him getting into a good groove. You know, after being out for 2 weeks, that'll be the most important thing, those first couple of innings, finding that release point, being consistent. That's the one bugaboo. Once he gets into that, he gets through that, he'll find that tempo, that rhythm, and, you know, he can go a little bit deeper in the game, I think.
Yeah, and on the other side, Brandon McCarthy, this is a guy, you know, he struggled a lot last year with the Diamondbacks, but not against the Padres, and this is a very different Padres team, but he's always seemed pretty comfortable here.
Yes, and the one thing in his stats, I mean, 18 innings pitched, he's got 2 wins, he's 2-0, but he's already given up 6 home runs. You know, he struck out 25, and he's only walked only one or two guys. And that's a good indication that he is throwing strikes. The ball's over the plate. And that's what we saw in, you know, that opening series. when he pitched against us. And had a good moment, much better breaking ball than I saw him have last year, a little bit better command. And I think that might be the difference right now, what McCarthy's bringing to the table.
I hate to say on April 25th that this feels like a really big one, but to me it kind of feels like a really big one.
I think they're all big ones when you're, you know, these two rivals.
Yeah.
I think you're looking at maybe the best two lineups in the West right now, to be honest with you, with the pitching, if you take the whole 25-man roster. And so these are all pretty big matchups, I think, and they're going to be all year.
All right. Will you allow me to have an aside for something a little silly?
Sure.
Quickly here.
Love it.
So last week we were visiting with Dennis Lynn of the UT, and his Twitter account, he covers the team, great guy, right, Dennis
right.
Lynn. And his Twitter handle is at Dennis T. Lynn. And we researched that, and it's because there is an at Dennis Lynn on Twitter, a guy that has Dennis's same name, but has the Twitter account without the middle initial in it.
But he hasn't used it or
6 years. So in 6 years. So I was talking to Dennis about this a little bit earlier, and we've got a little bit of an update on the situation. Dennis, our Dennis, has now followed the other Dennis, the fake Dennis, if you will,
right?
And on Twitter, and he's going to try and open up a dialogue about the situation. So we'll see if the guy follows back. And if they can maybe start, you know, exchanging some pleasantries and we try and work in it, because this guy doesn't use his Twitter account. He hasn't tweeted but one time, and it was in 2006, literally. 2009. But again, he's tweeted one time, and it was in 2009. So we're trying to see if he'll maybe give up at Dennis Lynn to give it to the real Dennis Lynn, our Dennis
just
Lynn.
Just trade him.
Yeah, just give
Let
it to him.
Let him have the T.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he wants the T, but just go with anything else in the world. The guy clearly doesn't really use Twitter. He doesn't need to be hogging this guy's name.
Well, if he can find him.
That's my take. So, anyway, that's the update on that situation. Dennis T. Lynn of the UT San Diego has reached out to the other Dennis Lynn. Right. And we'll see. We'll see. I'll keep everybody updated on this late-breaking developing story. The all-new patio in left field brings a menu of unique, locally sourced, and sophisticated fare to Padre fans. How about that? Located behind sections 128 and 228, make the patio your next food destination at Petco Park. We'll take a break, come back, wrap up this Saturday social hour right after this.
You want some Padres talk?
We've got that.
Padres Social Hour returns now, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back. Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines. It's a baseball night in San Diego, which means Kurt Bavacqua has a little post-game action for you here. The Social Hour post-game edition, the alumni roundtable, where he and the former players, they sit around and they talk baseball. That's coming up after Padres Live, the post-game show tonight. It'll be Kurt Bavacqua with Steve Garvey and this guy. David Wells.
Another left-hander.
What's up, Boomer?
Oh, you always have to add a left-hander in there, right?
Oh, I love that, man. I love that. Good to see you.
You too.
Great to see you down here at the ballpark.
I like the hat. Game. Head baseball coach, Point Loma High School.
Point Loma, repping Point Loma Pointers.
That's awesome. How's that going?
It's good.
It's been fun watching it on Twitter. You know, we get all the updates, and it kind of feels like we're in on this
thing. Not as much as I'd like to. I get a little lackadaisical, you know, from winding down, getting home. But you know what? The guys are great. I didn't expect – to enjoy it as much as I am.
They can put a smile on your face, those
they
kids.
Can, and they can piss you off, too.
Oh, man. That's what you love about them.
But, you know, but the thing is, it's fun. It's, you know, it's everyday grind. It's just like being during the season, spring training and in the season, every day.
Well, that's awesome, man. And I'm sure those kids appreciate, you know, what they get the opportunity to do playing for you. That's awesome.
They better.
Hey, you think you're going to pitch with our lineup now?
When I get surgery in July, yes. I come back, I'll rehab the pitch. I can come get some outs.
I think so, huh?
Yeah, you don't have to throw hard. Just I don't know how to pitch.
It's just exciting, though.
Like you did. You knew how to pitch.
Well, this new lineup here, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
It'll get you some runs.
Yeah, you know, I've never lost with a 10-run lead, so.
Hey, that's awesome. David Wells is here. He'll be with Kurt Bavacqua and Steve Garvey after Padres Live, the postgame show, on Fox Sports San Diego and on Padres.com/social hour. So make sure to check that one out later tonight and enjoy it. Hey, thanks for popping in real quick, man.
My
I
pleasure.
Appreciate it. Awesome.
Good to see you.
More
yeah,
Boomer
yeah,
later
always.
Tonight with Bavacqua and Garvey.
My man.
All right. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco's proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together, will wrap up this Saturday night edition of Padres Social Hour right after this.
From start to finish, it's the best 60 minutes of Padres talk you'll find anywhere. Now, from the AMR studio, it's more of Padres Social Hour.
Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines. We're running out of time, which means we're getting closer to first pitch here, which is exciting.
Oh, it's good.
Saturday night against the Dodgers. Randy Jones is here. David Wells is here. He'll be on post game with Garvey and Bavacqua. That should be fun. You looking forward to that?
Yeah, you know, I'm the young man in that group. I like that.
Yes, you are. Well,
yes.
Hey, you enjoyed watching some Padre baseball this year. A little bit different, huh?
Well, you know, it's my first game of the season. I saw maybe an inning or two when they're on the road just flipping through the channels. But, you know, the actual first game. So it gets the blood flowing. You know, I'm a baseball fan. It's number one sport in my –
Well, you're still hanging around the yard every day. Come on,
yeah,
man. You're still out there.
I know, but I just haven't watched any of it because I've been so big. When I get home, I'm in bed by 8.
Kids keep you tired.
Like, yeah, I feel like I'm 90, man. I'm going to bed at 8.
Well, you look great, and it's awesome to see you coaching locally. I think that's such a cool way to give back. And we'll look for you on the post game tonight with Bavacqua. Yes. And with Steve Garvey, that'll be after Pomerantz and Finley do their thing on Padres Live, the post-game show. Hey, enjoy the game. Beat L.A., all right?
That's right.